After a four-year hiatus, international weapons inspectors are back in Iraq to resume the hunt for chemical, biological, or nuclear arms programs. Six nuclear experts from the International Atomic Energy Agency and 11 inspectors from the UN Monitoring, Verification, and Inspection Team, known as UNMOVIC, flew into Baghdad today. And as the inspectors began arriving, the head of UNMOVIC went to the Security Council to brief members on his plans. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The chief UN weapons inspector, Hans Blix of UNMOVIC, says his team is loading up with cameras, computers, and other equipment as it gets set to begin its work on Wednesday. He told reporters at the UN today that technical advances in satellite technology and environmental sampling will help, but cannot replace the inspector on the ground or the information that governments and the Iraqis themselves provide.
Access to any time, any place, immediate, unconditional, unrestricted. That's vital, of course. However, you cannot, as you say, go to every place. You have to have an idea of where to go. You cannot examine every square inch of a huge country. For that, you need information.
The Bush administration has been calling for an aggressive search for suspected Iraqi weapons programs. Blix's team is likely to get off to a more modest start, however. Blix says getting the inspectors from all corners of the world and getting them to work together as a team is not so easy. He's hoping to have as many as 100 inspectors on the ground by Christmas time. One other important date is December 8th, when Iraq must make a full accounting of its weapons program. Blix is expecting a detailed account.
The production of mustard gas is not exactly the same as production of marmalade. You do expect those who produce chemical weapons to keep some tracks of what you have produced. That is in their own interest.
He said past Iraqi accounts have not been complete.
These figures do not give a full account, and if they want to be believed, they had better provide either the weapons if they remain or better accounts. They have their budgets, they have the archives, they have the reports of individuals. We do not.
According to Blix, who was in Baghdad last week, the Iraqis have expressed some uncertainty about how it should prepare the new declaration. According to the Security Council resolution, Iraq could be found in material breach of its obligations if it makes false statements or omissions. Iraq calls this unfair. In a letter to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan over the weekend, Iraq's foreign minister said the resolution simply provides the U.S. with a pretext for war. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.